A lot of people may not be familiar with what a communist is. Do y'all know what a communist is before we deep dive into this? Before we look at this interaction? Because we only gonna spend about 10 minutes on this. A communist is basically a person that wants to tie themselves to the state. So everything that you do, it's almost socialism, right? In a way, it's very comparative to socialism. But the idea of communism, because I know a lot of times we don't look up words and we don't really understand what that means. The idea of communism is basically saying, from a C student's perspective, in summary, that the state owns everything and everything is just going to be spread out amongst the people accordingly. There is no incentive for capitalism. There is no incentive to be better. This person shouldn't make more than this person, regardless of what they do, because it's all of ours. It's all of the government's. And we want the government to be even more involved in our lives as far as making sure that they determine what is happening everywhere amongst us, instead of removing the restrictions and allowing for the government to then just only enable us to do more of what we already want to do. The power is taken away from the people and is put in the hands of the government. And Vivek Ramaswamy decided to entrench himself on the left in order to have a conversation with communists or people that believe in this way of living. I absolutely never, ever, ever want to live like they live in China, Venezuela, or Russia, Molly. And so Vivek decided to insert himself and have a conversation with these people, and this is what happened.
From America, good. Is the American section of the Revolutionary Communist.
May I take some literature?
You can read it, but it is for sale. Yeah, that's free now.
It's for sale.
I know. In a capitalist country.
Capitalism. How much is it?
Depends. So that's all under $5. Paper's $5.
I think we can afford that.
I would say so.
Let's got my wallet. Somewhere we can get.
We got Venmo, Cash App. You got the link.
I like this. See, the communists have Venmo. They've got all the digital infrastructure. I like that. Well, we can do cash. What's your best book?
Oh, best book? Well, let's see. I don't want to give you one you might use. Here, how about if you want to know what we're about, brother?
That's good. Absolutely. What's this one about?
This is our paper. We write this and we produce it monthly.
How much is this?
Also $5.
Right here, bro. All right.
We'll give you a second $5. Sorry. Thank you.
Let's work together.
Cool. Thank you. So, let me ask you, this is one of my issues with Kamala Harris. I want your perspective on it. I think she has two issues. She has not stated her actual policies. And the reason I respect somebody like Bernie Sanders more than I respect Kamala, and I've said this numerous occasions, I'm not saying it just right now, is if you have convictions, at least stand by them. If you believe in single-payer health care, if you believe in an effective national health care system for all, then stand by it. But why adopt those positions 4 years ago only to back off of them today? I could disagree with you, but at least have the position and stick to it. That's sort of what my criticism is. And my suspicion is there might be some counterintuitive alliances between the so-called far left and actually segments of the so-called far right that want to stay out of foreign wars, that want to end crony capitalism and lobbying and government capture, to say that, you know what?
He might be too smart for them, honestly. Honestly. Let me tell you what Vivek is, and we're going to get back into it because I want to play the entire interaction. The problem with Vivek is that Vivek thinks that people that are on the left or people that disagree with him are civilized people. Vivek has never been into the hood. That's the problem with Vivek. Honest to God. Vivek has never been into the hood. Vivek thinks that you can negotiate with terrorists. You can't. He's trying to have a logical conversation. Not a debate, but a logical conversation with people that think differently from him. And I haven't seen this at all. I just seen that it came up on the algorithm or whatever like that. Nobody actually sent this to me. This was a part of my algorithm. And he's too smart. It's almost like he doesn't understand the street aspect of things, which he can be incredibly useful. Incredibly useful. Obviously, has benefited him greatly. He's become a multimillionaire as a result of it. But at the same time, I think that Vivek is incredibly green on how to deal with people that don't give a flying F about you. And there is a demographic of people that don't care. And the difference is that you gotta be self-aware enough, or you gotta be aware of your surroundings, not to cast your pearls between swine. So the idea of it is that having a conversation is good, But who you're having a conversation with matters just as much, because similar to the Jay-Z lyric, you argue with fools and people can't tell who is who. It's almost like disrespectful to have a conversation with people that are basically terrorists. You can't negotiate with terrorists. They're not changing their mind. They're not open to what you got to say. He's making too much sense and he's too smart. Half of the stuff that he's saying, it's probably going over their head. But let me just see what's going to happen.
There might be ways where you may not agree with 100% of what I say or what Donald Trump says, but you don't have to agree with 100% of what somebody says to think outside the box and vote a little bit differently. What do you think? I am here to listen a little bit, so I'd love to hear your guys' perspectives on why you're here.
Look at the guys here who we
why you about. Have your own disappointments with the current direction of the...
This is going to be able to represent us. They can't be pressured into representing us because we don't pay their bills. We don't pay Kamala's, Trump's, we don't pay yours, because they all have financial backers. That's why we need a workers' party to take down the two ruling class parties, one that doesn't...
He's not speaking to anything that Vivek said whatsoever. Vivek says, what do you think about Kamala Harris's non-policies and the fact that she stood on this back then, but she won't stand on it now? And so his suspicion was that there's a incentive between the elites to ultimately keep certain things in place in order to benefit a certain demographic of people. That is the summary of what Vivek asked. He gave his suspicions. He asked a question and the dude completely went off the rails and said, let's do away with the dude, blah, blah, blah. You're not negotiating with these people.
Have funding from these big businesses and it's instead funded by its membership.
Yeah, I mean, you realize the convention here, I don't need to preach to you then, but I mean, who buys the suites, right? Talking about populist talk from the floor of the convention, stand up for the workers and break up the very companies that are sponsoring the whole event, right? So there's a bit of a paradox there. But, you know, all I would say is...
A paradox in what exactly?
Of... controlled rhetoric, right? You have a lot of corporate interests controlling the way in which they actually assail those very corporate interests, which is kind of interesting. I think we might be saying something similar. It's all a bit of a charade.
I would say one thing that is definitely we're not similar on is you were talking about unification of like the far right and the far left. There is no...
I don't know about unification, but there may be some common threads.
Well, we would say this, there is no perfect American communism, American socialism like this, you know, these other little parties popping up. It has to be international. We aren't here for the success of American working class, because the only way we can be there for the success of the American working class is the international working class in Canada and in Mexico. If you had some, and now we don't believe in this, but let's say there was some perfect, socialist America, it would immediately get pushed out by China, by Russia, by Europe. So we need an international socialist revolution in order to secure a true victory for the working class.
Woo! Vivek, are your thoughts on reparations for Black Americans?
So here's my perspective. I was asked about this when I came to the South Side of Chicago a year ago, and my position on this has not changed. Is I'm against race-based reparations because I think it will create more division,
not less.
What
about race-based discrimination that occurred in this country for...
Are not trying to hear what he's saying. Before he even finished his answer, they said, well, what about this? What? You can't negotiate with these people.
Let me just clarify one aspect. I think there was a time and place for it in the Reconstruction era. But today, when we actually bring back racial reparations, it actually causes greater discrimination, not more. I think we're seeing a wave arise in anti-Black and I think other forms of racism in the country. But part of the reason I think we're seeing it is there's no better way to foster racial animus than to take something away from someone based on their skin color.
So don't give Black people justice because it'll make other people upset.
Well, because it's going to create more division and be self-defeating. I think it's actually going to set Black Americans back, because it will cause...
But Black Americans continue to live in that sense.
Yeah, I want to move out of the middle of this, because I feel like this. So let me say this. You're not going to be able to solve... You are not going to be able to solve this problem under capitalism. You're always going to be coming up with these little Band-Aid issues. That is why the only way to truly get reparations for the indigenous people, for the Black Americans in this country, is a socialist revolution. It's by seizing the means of production and letting that community give themselves reparations. We don't need to be asking for, oh, please, God.
So I'm curious as to what you're doing here. Are you a supporter of the genocide against the Palestinian people?
I am an American who is actually here to listen to the views of people who disagree with me. Now, one of the reasons I'm supporting a candidate
supporter
in this election.
Of Israel?
I support the United States, and because of that, I support Israel and our relationship with
them. You support a genocide that has killed 40,000 Palestinians in the last 10 months?
So look, I think that the truth is there was an attack that precipitated it.
No, no, the truth is, listen, dude, I'm, we can't ignore that.
See all of this? You see all of this? You can't have a civilized conversation with people that don't give a F about what you say. Vivek says, listen, I'm here to listen to people that may disagree with me. It immediately turned hostile.
Kinds of games. I'm an organizer. I'm not one of your.
I'm also pragmatist.
I'm not one of these people.
You're not a party.
That you're
not
an acolyte of yours.
You're not a partisan.
I'm not an acolyte of yours,
otherwise.
And I'm not a hack for you or for the Democrats or for the Republicans or anybody else.
I got you.
I'm asking you.
Yep.
That you have no right to be here if you're not in support of the Palestinian people.
Well, I think.
And if you're not going to call for an end to a genocide,
you have the right to be here.
If you're not going to call,
so do we in return.
An end to the genocide. And an end to the killing, and an end to the support of Israel, then you should take off. We don't want you here. You're not welcome here.
Well, the good news is we're America, and so we actually get to all express ourselves peacefully.
Really? You get to express being a racist?
You get to
you get to express being a racist Zionist pig?
Is
that what you get to express?
I'm pro-American, but I believe in
you cannot, and let me let y'all know this again. You cannot, in any capacity whatsoever, negotiate with people that don't give a F about you. They don't care. They don't want to hear it. Either shut up and get out of my way or whatever. You cannot fight a terrorist with logic. You can't try to convince them of anything other than it's just pain and suffering. That's all that comes with them people. It's toxicity, pain, and suffering. Ain't no conversations, ain't no civilization. And these people be over into this country. I'm not even sure if they even supposed to be here. We don't even know what the citizenship is with this man that's talking right now.
Right to speak. I believe in your right to speak your mind.
You believe
I'm a racist, go home.
Now look at where it's going. Look where it's going. He was over there chilling, bought their little propaganda. I would throw that junk in their face. Shut up. Brought their little propaganda here. Here's $5. Here's $10. Let me buy them both. Next thing you know, it went from, hey, let me hear what your views are to, racist go home. Racist go home. Racist go home. It's already, look at it.
Racist go home. 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 Racist go home! Racist go home! Racist.
You see what happens when you let the inmates run the asylum, when you don't put a stop to it immediately? You see what happens? Do you see what happens when you try to negotiate with terrorists? He didn't know. He don't know. The streets, it's a different animal. You just don't even go. You just let them eat themselves.
Racist go home!
Racist go home! Racist go home! Racist go home! Racist go home!
Racist go home!
Racist go home!
Racist go home!
Racist go home!
Racist go
home!
Racist go home!
Racist go
home! Democratic National Convention is a mess, bro. And they following them too. They not even just letting them walk away peacefully. They following them and antagonizing them. Why they following them?
Stop being a jerk. We're going to hell.
Look at the person that's next to him.
Talk to me from that.
Look at these crazy fools. Look at these crazy fools in the street. You gonna sit there and try to negotiate with these people? Look at these people. Are y'all gonna try to sit there and try to negotiate with these people? That's a black person in white face. That's a black person in white face.